Coffee Break with Eloise.
My goodness, Greg Burtish is the Capetonian who sailed all the way from Honklip to Longabon in an 8-foot boat meant for kids called the Little Optimist. He's back, he's okay. Greg, you're my favorite crazy person, you know that?
Thank you very much. The Little Optimist should be your favorite crazy person.
I was very worried about you last week. Did you have easy days and not, you know, more difficult days, I'm pretty sure?
Yeah, my mother and my wife were worried too, so you're not the only one. Yeah, look, it's Cape Town. It was a, you know, maybe at some stages I thought maybe I'd bitten off a little bit more than I could chew when I was stuck in the middle of nowhere in that tiny little boat. And it is Cape Town and the weather's crazy and the winds are crazy, and I ran into probably one of the biggest storms and biggest swells of definitely in the last year. Some were calling it of the last decade, where I had 5-6 meter swells and I was caught up the west coast and stuck out at sea, and I had to try and make an emergency landing at a place called Jacob's Bay, in huge surf, and then that's like 15 foot plus waves, double the size of my mast, and I had to come into this tiny little bay. Thank goodness I had an amazing ground crew and team that were calling me on, via my VHF radio from the shore, and like steering me between these giant breaking waves and reefs, and we made it to shore, and I literally kissed the ground when I got there.
Please tell me you made a documentary so I can check this all out at some point.
Yeah, we did. I had a great crew of Brad and Robbie, and they're making a documentary which is going to go and help and assist NSRI and the Children's Hospital Trust, just create awareness and show people that a little believer with a huge heart like this little optimist can succeed in life. So yeah, there's going to be some amazing stuff. And yeah, it was very tough at times, and I did get smacked around, and I rolled the boat, and I got washed up on the beach, and I had the whole, literally my whole little optimist came apart on me in giant waves coming in and getting out of certain beaches up the west coast. But you know what? It's great for the story, because that little optimist, he just kept on going, and he put himself back together, and he tried and tried again, and he got out and he made it.
You did this to raise money for the Red Cross Kids Hospital. Did you meet your target?
Yeah, look, we've been very lucky, and I've had amazing support from the whole of Cape Town. And we, you know, I was aiming for 200,000 rand, which was for the 200 days that I spent in hospital myself and the 200 kilometers I was doing. And already by the time I'd finished day one of the trip, I was at 200,000 rand. And we're now at 265,000, 270,000 rand, and I'm aiming for 300,000 rand by the end of the month.
That's awesome. Wow, my goodness.
It is.
Tell me, were there any great white sharks that came to say hi while you were out there last week?
You know, not that I know of. I know they were there, and I saw one or two interesting things happening around me, and I chose to think that they were just large seals.
Thank goodness for that. Greg Burtish himself was a guy that spent no less than over, it was just under 300 days in the hospital. Why is this a cause that is literally so close to your own heart?
It's a bit of a cliche, but when you've been there and you've faced literally death a few times, and you come out, you do want to, you know, I wanted to give back, and I met these small children in hospital, and I've been working with the Children's Hospital Trust and the Friends of the Children at Red Cross and the Red Cross Hospital, and I see these small little kids who spend months and months in hospital fighting these dread diseases like cancer, on dialysis with problems with their hearts. And they have nothing better. They have no passion in their life, and they have nothing to get out of hospital for. So I just, you know, I was very lucky. I had the passion for the ocean and sailing and surfing. And I want to try and teach these kids and show them that, number one, that they too, like a little optimist, they too, even though they're slow and small and maybe have been sick in their lives, they can still become what they want to become. And they can keep on dreaming and reach it like I have. And also, that, you know, these kids can learn a skill and have a passion like sailing. And we're going to, my little optimist book, which is coming out for the children, will teach kids this. And then we have a sailing program starting next year that's going to actually get kids out of hospital, poor and disadvantaged and sick kids out of hospital and into these little optimist sailing boats and teach them a passion and a skill.
What next adventure for you and the little optimist, Greg?
Oh, well, you'll see the little optimist popping up doing all sorts of crazy little things. Not quite as long and drawn out as this one, because this was quite a wild one. But definitely, you know, he's out there to inspire. This little optimist will pop up in places that no little optimist would have thought to have been seen before, and he's there to shift reality and show kids that just because he's a tiny little boat, he too can be like the big boats and sail in the real ocean and do things that people never thought possible. And that's what I want these kids to learn and find out about.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm so pleased that you made it back home safely. Greg Burtish, thank you for being an inspiration and for joining us in the coffee break this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
What a story. Yeah.
Yeah. Please donate. It would help us reach the 300,000 for the new ICU. You can go to thelittleoptimist.org and big donate button there and help us reach the 300,000, which is really going to help with the new ICU.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be tweeting those details as well, okay? So everyone can
Fantastic.
Know all about it.
Thanks, Louise.
Thank you, Greg, and the Little Optimist. Wow, what a story. Love to check in with this guy again. Hij is altijd vol nieuwe plannen en nieuwe avonturen. The comedy of Doug Benson coming up in 10 minutes.
Smile. Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
Ek wou my dood lag by die volgende boodskap van Shannon op ons Facebook.